Hi everyone, welcome to STEPS audio channel. We are very excited to share our content from STEPS events to learn all about the latest trends in startups, digital media, fintech, future tech, and wellness in emerging markets. You can find us on Anagami, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure to subscribe to your favorite channel, and we hope you enjoy the content.
15 minutes, we can take a few questions at the end, and I really want to set the stage for today. So, I am Jeremiah. My career has always about new technologies and how companies can connect to their customers. And I am a general partner at Blitz Scaling Ventures. I run the AI fund, which is focused on early stage startups. We write checks seed, series A and pre-seed. In fact, two of our portfolio companies are in the back room. You can ask GGX or Multion about their experience working with us. Yes, Blitz Scaling is that famous book written by Chris Yeh, who will be here later today, and with Mr. Hoffman. And it was a Stanford class that became a best-selling book, which is now a firm. I've been friends with Chris for 20 years. And so it's so nice that I can be part of this team and think about this. Now, I also run an event series called Llama Lounge. Has anybody heard of Llama Lounge? All right. So Llama Lounge number 12 will be next week. And hundreds of founders come, and typically 50 VCs, and 10 startups are elected to demo, and it's really a wonderful way for the community to be supported. We care a lot about founders and featuring them, and a lot of the founders are here today, so we're so glad for that. I see a number of you right here. Right now, the AI industry is exploding. Did you know there are 14,000 AI projects? Last March, when I was tracking this website, of course, there's an AI for that.com, there was only 3,000 startups. There's 1,000 new AI projects being launched per month. That's going to mean one is going to launch in the next 30 minutes. This is the fastest growing space that I've ever seen. I've been in Silicon Valley for 27 years. Since .com, I was a little intern. And I've never seen growth at this level. There's 100 AI events per month. The amount of funding is increasing. The number of startups and founders. Every single big tech company is now an AI company. One third of the billboards on Highway 101 are around AI. Whether or not I believe them is a whole nother story. But essentially, AI has caught the world by storm. It is a key component of future growth. Now, the key thing to remember, though, is I wanted to bring a roadmap so you can think about this market, and I want to talk about this. This is the AI tech stack, and I worked with the Blitz Scaling team, Stanford CS, AWS, Google, and of course, Microsoft. Reid Hoffman is on the board of Microsoft to get feedback on this model. And I wanted to show this to you right now. So at the bottom of this is the data layer. Data is the key, and this is the foundation of the AI market. Now, right now, most startups do not have a moat against the foundational models. And this is a very challenging thing. So it's key that you get access to exclusive data. And typically that is a business partnership with a legal contract where you get access to B2B data that nobody else has. Or maybe if you're a B2C company, you get access to consumers' private information with their agreement, opt-in. Maybe it's from their personal cloud, that nobody else can get access to that data. That is a key thing that we look for in an AI startup, access to exclusive data. And of course, many companies are monetizing synthetic data. The next layer up is the AI infrastructure layer. Obviously, machine learning ops, chips, cloud services, security, all these are key components of this layer. This is a rapidly growing layer. You can see NVIDIA and how they've had massive growth in this category. Now, this is an area, we think of these as operating systems. These are the foundational models. There's around 40 of them. Most of them are private. There's a few open source ones. Obviously, Meta's Llama 3, and then UAE's Falcon X. I don't know, is the Falcon X team in here? Falcon team in here? From UAE, the government sponsored that through the university. I've had the chance to meet the team. And it's trained, the model's trained on English, and there's a second one trained on Arabic. So it is also considered a sovereign LLM. Now, clearly, every single big tech company is now offering a foundational model. And so it's not a unique differentiator. But what we're seeing is many of these foundational models are creeping into the app layer right above. So on the upper left, this is the mass majority of the AI startups right now. I guess this is about 14,000 of the 14,500 AI projects right now are AI apps. And these come in every single flavor. Curious, a show of hands, how many of you are AI founders? Okay, I see about a quarter of the room. That's fantastic. So this is where most of the startups are now, and there's AI apps for enterprise, consumer, every single geography, every single use case, every department within a company. This is the mass majority of it. However, the area that I think is the most interesting is the agent space. By the way, I built this diagram a year ago, and before agents became in vogue, and essentially, the difference is these agents are acting autonomously without human intervention. And this is a hot category. In fact, you will get to hear from a panel today on autonomous agents, and there's a number of agents back in the back room that you can talk to them, in particular, Multion, which is one of the companies that we backed, and there's others as well. Now, here is an example of Multion that can do agents, and you'll hear from them exactly how this works. But essentially, the tasks that you do on the internet, humans don't have to do them, whether it's booking a flight, scheduling, shopping, calling an Uber. All of those things should be done by a voice command or a simple text command. Or in the future, these autonomous agents will look through your calendar and do a lot of these things for you. It's as if everybody in the world will have their own executive assistant. Everybody in the world will have their own travel planner. Everybody in the world will have their own personal shopper. We will all have multiple agents. How many agents? My guess is we'll have short-term agents that do specific tasks and then they go away. But I think we'll have as many agents as you have email accounts. You'll have kind of a crappy agent that does general tasks. You'll have an email agent for personal tasks. You might have one with your physician and your health team. You might have one for your family. You might have one for your career. And your employer will issue an AI agent, and then it will take it back from you when your employment is done. So I think you'll have multiple agents, and some of them will be long-term, some of them will be short-term agents. So putting it all together, this is the AI tech stack and the way that we view the market. Oh, I see a lot of phones coming up. That's awesome. And the AI tech stack is a way for you to think about this landscape. Now, this is a fast-moving market. If you've ever gone on a hike, you know, like, there's a terrain and there's a path and there's a way you can go. But in the AI market, if you're working in this market, something different is happening here. The mountains are moving in real time. And that's not something that you experience when you're on a hike. So when a foundational model announces something new, it can destroy hundreds, if not thousands, of startups in just one announcement. And so you have to have a map of the market. And that's exactly what this diagram will do. All right, now, well, there's some confusion in the market on terms, so I wanted to bring you some examples, a taxonomy of the different types of AI entities. So here we are. We have AI co-pilots, AI assistants, AI agents. We have artificial general intelligence and super intelligence. Obviously, I worked with GPT-4o to craft this on my vision, and here's the differences at a high level. So the AI co-pilot works with the user in real time. Often, it's embedded into an existing app. So it is a simultaneous AI experience. Now, it's different than an AI assistant that might be threading through multiple, you can see, it might thread through multiple apps, and it might be doing different things and toggling through things for you. The third category is an AI agent, where it operates autonomously without the human having to do anything. You can observe it, but it will be doing the clicks and the tasks and all those things on your behalf. Artificial general intelligence, which I first learned from the book, Nick Bostrom's book, is equivalent to human intelligence across multiple categories. Chris Saad is, are you in the audience? He wrote a taxonomy about this, and it was published on TechCrunch. And then finally is a superintelligence, which is loosely defined as 1,000 times more intelligent than a human. By the way, the duration between AGI and superintelligence, it's expected to be very short. In fact, we won't even realize it, how fast that will actually happen. Our advisors tell us that we are still several years away from AGI. So right now, the hot category to think about is the AI assistants and agents. That's really where I see the growth in the market right now. Okay, so what do we look for when it comes into startups? Well, the Blitzscaling book, which was also a Stanford class, identified the winners of Web 1, Web 2, and the sharing economy, and we still see a number of those same attributes. And we've augmented it and updated it for the AI market. And so, number one, we're looking for startups that are going to be the winner that takes most in their market. And they do that through the category 2 and 3. It means they have access to exclusive data that nobody else has, that OpenAI does not have. Number two, the switching costs are very high, so the users or the businesses are going to stay connected. The second column, network effects. As every user or client or customer or business participates, the value increases for everybody else. In the AI space, there are 6 network effects. The most common one in the AI space is a learning effect. The AI is learning. That's pretty much table stakes. It's expected that you have that. And on the third category is viral growth, also called product-led growth, where the product naturally spreads from user to user, company to company, up and down the value chain. That does not include marketing or advertising. The product itself, I'll move out of the way, the product itself naturally spreads. So the Blitzscaling book interviewed the leaders and the winners from Google, PayPal, eBay, Uber, LinkedIn, Baidu. Those are the types of company, but also B2B companies, Slack, DocuSign, Adobe, Salesforce, any cloud or app platform. Those are all considered Blitzscalers. In the AI space, obviously the foundational models, OpenAI, Anthropic, they are already Blitzscaling because they're following this path. There are 14,000 AI startups. If you want to be one of the remaining hundreds, you need to follow these plans. These are business model strategies. Notice I didn't talk about AI features. If you want to win your market and be one of the last remaining AI companies, you have to have these. Okay, now back to AI agents. I'm going to wrap things up and talk about my forecast, and I'm not alone. So Bill Gates says that whoever has the AI agent will win the internet. And, oops, let me back up. Oh, okay. So he basically says, with the advent of AI agents, we consumers, people, citizens, don't have to go to Amazon.com anymore. We don't have to go to a search site again. So whoever has the AI agents will be the immediate winner. We're going to see a big upheaval. And as you can see from Google, they're already very concerned. So let's talk about my forecast. This is a decision funnel, thinking about the internet. Now, we all make decisions whether we're consumer or B2B. And it typically looks like this funnel. There's awareness, there's engagement, there's consideration, and then you make that final decision, typically a purchase. And the way that it's done right now is kind of broken. Where you go to Google, they give you 10 different links. You go to those individual websites. They're filled with ads. The ads follow you around. And at the very bottom is the answer. That's so broken. Now we get information from Perplexity, Claude, OpenAI, GPT, Gemini. Like, we're going to get it direct. We don't have to visit the internet anymore. And what we're going to see in the near term is that humans are going to have conversations with AI agents and AI assistants, and they're going to be asking us, what do you want? And it's going to go to these apps, it's going to the internet, and it's going to be doing these things on our behalf. What I'm trying to tell you is, in this future, we don't need apps anymore. We don't even need websites. This is a fundamental change to the internet. Now, over time, AI is going to learn even more, where it's going to be proactive, where it's going to be listening. So what we believe is that microphones will be on your devices, and it'll be listening. It'll be reading your email. It'll be parsing your SMS messages. All of this needs to be done with trust, opt-in, and transparency. Must have those. And the AI is going to be recommending the things that you need or want. It's going to be like a proactive assistant helping you. And it might even order your dinner for you or get those gifts for you that you forgot to buy for your spouse. This is how we see this evolving in a proactive way. So we will go from manual to hybrid to an automated internet. And this includes B2C or B2B. This is going to significantly change the internet and enterprise applications as we know them. This is a massive change. I see a lot of cameras coming up. Now, to close things off, I have five final points, and then I'll tell you how to get my slides. Oh, yes. I was totally trying to get everybody to take photos. I'm so vain like that. All right, so this is a complex ecosystem. I showed you the AI tech stack, which is a simplified way for you to think about the web and the AI stack, and you got to think about where do you play in the stack, who's going to compete with you, and find those open areas. Number two, AI agents are about to rule the internet. There will be more AI agents than humans on the internet. This is a significant change. Most of the users going to enterprise apps will be AI agents, not humans. And that actually means if that happens, number three, the decision funnel changes, it means that we don't even need websites anymore. As a response, websites will see this and they will offer an API, an agent API that talks directly to the agents. Right now, the agents are simulating the click path of humans. That's too slow and that's too antiquated. So a business opportunity is you create a product that helps websites talk directly to agents who will be representing the buyer side agent. This means all of the information of the internet comes to the user in one interface in the way they want it. They don't have to go to the internet. So therefore, you need an agent side API to serve that. That's a fundamental change to the internet. And this also means that you need to move really fast in this market because there's some fundamental changes happening. And if you want to be one of the final companies, you need to follow the blitz scaling strategies. Network effects and viral-led growth, product-led growth are going to be the critical things along with accessing exclusive data. I want to see you guys win, so make sure you follow those. So earlier I talked about that this is a radical market where the mountains are moving. But I wanted to be your keynote speaker to give you an overview of this market, to rise above the mountains, like in this airplane metaphor, and see the bigger picture on what's going to happen. The internet is fundamentally going to change. The way we make decisions is fundamentally going to change. This is a massive change that you can be in front of. Oh, you probably want my slides. You can send me a DM. This goes directly to my LinkedIn page, of course. Reid Hoffman is our LP and advisor, so he is the co-founder of LinkedIn. Of course, LinkedIn is the best social network to use. Also, I see Gabriella from Microsoft is here. Hi, Gabriella. Good morning. So you can send me a DM, and all you have to do is say slides, and I will send you a PDF of my slides, and we can stay connected on LinkedIn. Send me a DM that says slides. I will send you that, or my AI agent will. We'll find out. Thank you so much. I'm Jeremiah. We're going to get up the next speaker.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the episode. You can find our content on Anghami, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. Follow us on social media at Step Conference, and let's stay in touch.